final hour. We've got Sheriff Richard Mack coming up after this break, but David Icke is our guest for another 5 minutes. And I was, during the break, I said, what do you think is most important to finish off with? And he said, Albert Pike's letter. And I've read his book, Morals and Dogma. Of course, this letter is reported to be at the British Naval Museum. He was a Confederate general, the founder of the Klan, a British agent trying to break up the U.S. with the Civil War. And all of that's been confirmed. But this letter is just amazing, the way it predicted everything they've done. So go over some of that letter, the three phases in the last 5 minutes, David. Go ahead.
Well, Albert Pike, who, of course, was a massive Freemason, an absolute Freemasonic god. And, of course, his statue is in Washington, D.C., right next to Washington, D.C. Police headquarters, which is quite appropriate, I would say. We're dealing with Freemasonry. And it's alleged that he wrote this letter to a guy called Mazzini, a very infamous Illuminati operative. And he predicted in this letter three world wars that were coming. It was alleged to have been sent in or written in 1871. And the First World War, he talks about the overthrow of the Tsars in Russia and making the country a fortress of atheist communism, etc. He talks about bringing the British and Germanic empires into the war. The Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascists and the political Zionists, and talks about things that happened then. But the point that it leads to is the Third World War, which really, I've been saying for years that's the plan, which it is. And the description in the letter of the Third World War is absolutely describing the period we're going through now. He says this: the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agenteur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and atheists. We shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. And he talks about the fact that they're going to make, in effect, the global society so full of turmoil, so full of upheaval, that the people will turn to the few, the cabal, and say, save us from it. And the cabal will then say, to do that, we must do this.
And we know in 1919, these are confirmed, Lord Milner repeated it about creating a Germanic superstate to start a new war. And we know they used World War I for the League of Nations. We have the Carnegie documents about World War II being engineered. I mean, this is real.
Yeah, I mean, Milner was the head of a secret society in London called the Round Table, which spawned the Trilateral Commission and the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs. It spawned, of course, the Club of Rome, the Bilderberg Group eventually.
And David, we're almost out of time. Do you agree?
House of Rothschild is at the absolute center of this in the human world, if you like.
And, David, we're almost out of time. You've agreed to come back on sooner rather than later. I'd like to get you on the next month because a quickening is happening. But do you agree briefly, we are on the cusp of what could be World War III? They are pushing us in that direction.
Oh, exactly. That's always been the plan. Three world wars to change the world to a global fascist dictatorship. We do not have to play their game. It's time to say no. No more.
David, amazing. I look forward to speaking to you in the near future. Let me say bye to you during this break. Sheriff Richard Mack with Solutions on Taking Back Our County. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, for the next 52 minutes, we're joined by Bill Still. I remember I was already awake. I knew what was going on. I've been on the air about 2 years. And I saw the documentary film, The Money Masters, and we played clips on it over and over again on my radio show and my local access television show. I started out here in Austin, and we sell the film. It's over 3 hours long. The Money Masters, how banks create the world's money and use it to take over the planet. And the banks, by the way, are run by eugenicists, so that's why it's even more dangerous that they be stopped, because these are maniacal people. And it is a two-DVD set, an incredible film, so important. Well, guess what? After all these years, he has made a new documentary, The Secret of Oz. And he talks about, you know, is the Wizard of Oz really a secret message about the banking cartel? Well, I know it's not a secret message, and the film explains that. Actually, it's a play from the 1890s. That exposes, in fact, I've actually read the original play. It's very similar to the film, but admits it's about the Wizard of Oz and the bankers behind the curtain creating the fraud and getting rid of the gold standard and the Yellow Brick Road. And so the film exposes these scallywags, these Ponzi scheme operators, who have now brought us to the point of world government run by them through their fraud and the devaluation of the dollar. And so it's important to expose what they've done, but it's also important to expose alternatives to their predatory financial black hole system that is designed to destroy societies. And this film is incredible. It just came out on DVD. We've got it. It's available at InfoWars.com. The Secret of Oz. We'll put the shopping cart image up there for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. And you can get 25% off the Money Masters when you order it with the Secret of Oz. And this film is so well done. He's such an amazing filmmaker. And he's got so many big heavy hitters in the film explaining it and going over it, like Peter Schiff, Joe Farah. It's just amazing. And it has solutions, so it shows you who the enemy is, what they've done, and the alternative. And people are now, more than ever, ready for this information. So get the new film at InfoWars.com. I want to play the little four-minute trailer or part of it to The Secret of Oz. Then we're going to go to Bill Still, the amazing filmmaker. Here it is.
What's going on with the American economy? Foreclosures are everywhere, unemployment is skyrocketing, and it looks like this may only be the beginning. What can government do? The sad answer is, under our current monetary system, nothing. It's not going to get any better until the root cause of the problem is understood and addressed. There isn't enough stimulus money in the entire world to get us out of this hole.
Well, you can't borrow yourself out of debt no more than, like I said before, you cannot drink yourself sober.
And so we're going to have a massive, massive recession, or let's call it a depression, while the economy rebalances away from a service sector economy towards a good producing economy.
But could it be that all these problems were foreseen 100 years ago by L. Frank Baum, the author of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz?
Well, the principal and most powerful symbolic reference is, of course, the yellow brick road and the silver slippers. In the book version of The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy's slippers are made of silver, as opposed to in the film version where Dorothy's slippers are made of ruby. You take away the silver slippers on the gold or yellow brick road, and all of the other symbolism tends to be lost.
Well, it's no secret to any American that we're living in very precarious times. Americans are being robbed blind, and they don't even know who's doing the robbing.
Our government should never go into debt. It doesn't need to go into debt. Our government can issue the money it needs.
Nobody in the government, in either party, is looking at solving the debt problem. Then the answer is, it's going to go into a depression as far as the eye can see.
We can't get from where we are to where we need to be without a severe depression.
The government's mentality in general seems to be, we'll do what we have to do and we'll worry about paying for it later. But what you could do is pay for it now. In other words, you don't have to pay for it later. You don't have to pay for it with debt. You can just pay for it with money.
Nobody's even talking about the debt problem as such. They're talking about the fact that, gee, the bankers aren't making enough money to live in the way that they're accustomed to.
Remember, all this money we're giving them is at interest. Money we are borrowing to give to the banks. Then these very same banks have the audacity to loan this money back to us at more interest. In 2009, the interest we paid on the national debt in 1 year was more than we spent totally on the Iraq War. This system has got to go.
Why haven't we heard this before? Because most of the media and Congress are beholden to the big banks for loans. Yes, Congress still appropriates money, but where do they get it? Again, what they can't raise from taxes, they borrow from banks. In 2009, Congress will spend over $4 trillion, but they will have to borrow half of it.
The worst part is, we aren't just giving the money away, we're borrowing it to give it away.
I think we need to reconsider and rethink, perhaps, the very foundations of our economic and monetary system.
You want a new cause to embrace? You want to do something good for humanity? How about one simple reform that will fix most of the bad things in this world, like hunger, poverty, disease, and misery? This is the ultimate civil rights struggle, humankind's escape from serfdom. The solution is the secret that's been hidden from us for over 100 years.
All right, folks, that's part of the trailer. It's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can get The Secret of Oz or get the Money Masters with it if you'd like. Again, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And remember, just because you've known this for decades doesn't mean others do. And now the world is falling to these bankers who are able to just take over the planet with all this fiat currency. This message is the stake that can be driven through their heart. It literally is the silver bullet that can kill the werewolves. It is the holy water that will burn Count Dracula's face off if you will get it and get it out to everyone you know and have viewings and give copies to members of Congress and get aggressive. The Secret of Oz by the amazing filmmaker Bill Still. And, Bill, it is so great to see your work over the last 15 years. I was going from memory, but you corrected me. It was 1900 when this original novel came out. Go over the time period they were having then with the bankers, what the novel itself covers versus the film, and why your new documentary is so important.
Oh, gosh. Well, there's a mouthful. L. Frank Baum wrote The Wonderful Wizard of Oz in 1900. As a result of the failure of essentially the Greenbacker movement to capture the presidency when William Jennings Bryan ran for president in 1896. Baum saw that the movement was dying. He saw that the bankers and their gold money system was winning. And so he wrote The Wizard of Oz just as he was, as though he was firing a flare up into the night of history, hoping somebody somewhere down the line, generations later, would catch on to what was going on and pick up the banner. And that's what I've done. In fact, Alex, the inspiration for The Secret of Oz came from you the last time I was on your show. I had never heard this before.
Wow, I didn't know that. And so you went and did the research. And to correct one more thing, I support gold and silver because fiat currencies can be debased. And, you know, at the time, the bankers were using the hoarding of gold to manipulate the market. So it's not a all or nothing. You believe in a fiat system issued by Congress, which will be able to pay off the debt and truly empower the population. And I think your system is a great system because now the bankers have hoarded all the gold. And once they're done killing the fiat system, if we go back to a gold system, then they'll have the monopoly all over again.
Well, it's funny. I saw Peter Schiff on TV just yesterday or the day before, and I love Peter Schiff and Ron Paul. Let me say that right up front because we agree on 95% of the stuff, but, you know, I just think they're dead wrong on the whole gold thing. And Peter Schiff was asked, if you believe that gold is the answer, well, then the United States is in great shape because the U.S. Treasury owns so much gold. And Peter kind of goes, well, yeah, but it hasn't been audited recently, and they all poo-pooed that. But that's absolutely correct. Fort Knox was unloaded in the late 1960s and early 1970s, even though the Treasury still keeps this massive amount, thousands of tons of gold on their books, but it's not there. So there's just a tremendous amount of disinformation on this whole thing.
Well, let's go over the facts and how the monetary system works briefly and where the bankers have taken us, you know, at this point. And then let's get into the solutions that are in your film. But I think the allegory of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz is the best place to start, as your film does. We're about to go to break, but let's start getting into that right now, the parallels in the book.
Well, like it said in the trailer, the biggest piece of symbolism is the silver slippers on the yellow brick road. Dorothy's slippers were only made to be ruby in 1939 when the film was made because that's when the Technicolor process was new. And so they changed the silver slippers, which is what it was in the book, to ruby slippers for the movie. And thereby, most of the rest of the symbolism was lost in history. But if you go back to the book and you look at the illustrations, Dorothy's slippers were silver, and that was the symbolism. The silver slippers, which basically what was a less controlled, more abundant form of money, allowed Dorothy to tread safely. safely on the dangerous yellow brick road, the gold money standard.
All right, stay there. We're going to go to the Emerald City, the man behind the curtain, all of it, straight ahead. Stay with us, folks. This is Key Information, The Secret of Oz, straight ahead.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you go back to the founding of this country, they were fighting fractional reserve bankers and money manipulators. Go back to Christ's time, he was fighting the money changers. You go study ancient Chinese history. 3,000 years ago, they were having revolts over this, the manipulation of money. If you look at Abraham Lincoln and before that, Andrew Jackson, it was all about the banks. The Wizard of Oz is about the banks and money. This is the issue, because if you let private groups control your issuance of currency and credit – through different manipulations, you will be a slave. What did Thomas Jefferson say? Have we ever let private banks and the corporations that grow up around them control the issuance of currency and credit? Our children will grow up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. This is what we're talking about. And Bill Still, the maker of the new film, The Secret of Oz, he is such an excellent filmmaker, such a great researcher. Continue. You've gotten up to the silver slippers on the Yellow Brick Road. Continue.
Well, let me continue with what you were just saying. And yet, all of these things throughout history have disappeared from history books. So you have to ask yourself why. And the reason is that the banks control so much through loans. And that's why I have a friend who was just laid off from a major television network, and he's so mad at Morgan Bank, because it came down to whether this TV network was going to pay the interest on their loans, or they're going to lay off like the top 20 or 30 execs in this TV network, and so they laid off the execs. So, that's how banks control the media. They don't necessarily have to own them, but if as long as you're mortgaged out to the max, any business that's mortgaged out to the max can't go against the bankers. That's why you see essentially rule by banker in this country right now.
Well, that's happened for hundreds of years when farmers would start revolting and speaking out, the banks would just call their loans.
Which is why it's so amazing that we have, and we'll talk about it later, this wonderful example of a correct banking system with the State Bank of North Dakota. And, another thing that you said, this is such an important issue. As I pointed out in the trailer, this is the ultimate civil rights struggle, this ability of bankers to loan governments money. The absolute total solution to this is government borrowing should absolutely be forbidden by every nation on the planet. Nations have
governments don't need to borrow like Lincoln and Kennedy said. They issue the currency. It's backed up by them.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's their most sovereign responsibility, according to Abraham Lincoln. Not defending the nation, not doing this or that. It's to have control of the money system. That's the most important thing of a nation. And it's to the point where we've reached debt saturation.
Let me interrupt. This is a short segment, long one coming up, and you can roll with all your great info. But Bill, even a lot of our listeners probably go, you mean the government borrows money from bankers, but it says U.S. money. No, it doesn't. It says Federal Reserve note.
Well, that's why you always see people saying, oh, the government's printing too much money. They're not printing it. They're borrowing it. That's twice as bad.
Explain that in layman's terms.
The government is not printing money. It's borrowing money by the issuance of U.S. bonds. That's how every single dollar in your pocket is created as a debt in this country. It's the debt money system. That's what they try to hide. That's why they try to have their politicians continually say, oh, we're going to pay down the national debt. Impossible. You cannot possibly pay down the national debt, because to eliminate the national debt would be to eliminate your money. To eliminate a portion of the national debt would be to eliminate a portion of your money. We need to go to a non-debt money system where the government issues the money debt-free without the interest. It's the interest that's killing us.
And that's what the Constitution says their job is. Congress shall control the issuance of currency and credit. But I watched Bernanke before Congress telling Ron Paul, you're not allowed to even know what we're doing because you're not supposed to be involved in it. I mean, this is completely 180 degrees the opposite of the truth.
That's exactly right. And it boils down to a question of whether you want bankers in control or you want Congress in control. Despite the fact that Congress might be corrupt, et cetera, government is all we've got. It's a blessing from God given us to try to control the banking establishment. That is the essential thing, the difference between us.
Yeah, if we had a real government like Thomas Jefferson, Kennedy tried to block him, they killed him. I mean, look. You need honest, fair money as the agreed-upon mode of exchange, and then goods and services and ideas are what have the value instead of this parasite economy waging war against the real economy. Notice it's the big mega bankers that fund all the eugenicists and the fake environmentalists, and it's the carbon tax they're going to use to destroy our society. They are at war against real wealth. It is a black hole that you mathematically cannot pay back, and that's what your film explains. These people, it's either us or them, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Still's our guest. Secret of Oz, available on DVD at InfoWars.com. You get it right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed 2 value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes 3 very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands.
Boy, this is fitting music. On this 2010, July 4th, it's coming up. We're at the crossroads, the total end of our republic, absolute bondage to offshore money-changing corrupt banks, being conquered fully and bankrupt as a tool of poverty and control, or a crossroads to bring them down and bring them to justice. And the momentum is starting to turn against them. I mean, when do you think you'd see my articles being quoted in major Australian newspapers in the Drudge Report, like dollar plunge after UN call to ditch greenback, replace it with a new global cashless SDR. Another level of the Ponzi scheme, the film is The Secret of Oz, available at Infowars.com. You can get a big discount on The Money Masters, the precursor to this film, which is just vital viewing for all, essential viewing, all at Infowars.com. We have the two shopping carts for you up there on the site, and we'll put those on screen for you. You can get The Secret of Oz and The Money Masters both at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. You notice I'm flogging this because anything that I see as a solution, like the film that I'm in that we're carrying, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, how to take the states back, the counties, the sheriffs, how to peacefully take our nation back from this corporate takeover, I'm promoting it. And that's also available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139 or write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. But before we go back to Bill Still, also want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that made today's radio broadcast possible. Of course, chief amongst those is FrontSight.com. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, and his top-rated firearms training facility, FrontSight Firearms Training? The website's FrontSight.com. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. And if you act fast, you won't just get a 5 days of world-class gun training with no drill instructor or tough guy attitude. And the 30 state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar, you'll get a free XD caliber pistol in the caliber of your choice. It's all at FrontSight.com, like the front of your rifle, FrontSight.com. Not enough to own guns. You got to know how to use them, FrontSight.com. And then don't forget the wonderful folks, finally, at Ecola Blue, the atmospheric water generator. They got a bunch of different units from 7.5 gallons a day. Looks like a water cooler without the water bottle on top. Grabs water out of the air. That's what clouds are. For those that are public school educated like myself, and condenses it and then sends it through 7 to 12 filters, depending on which unit you buy. It's all available at Ecola Blue, ECOLOBLUE.com, or 800-691-6043, EcolaBlue.com. Okay, going back to Bill Still, the maker of The Secret of Oz, if we just let these bankers, Bill, put it this way, and then let's get back into the film. I've read and scanned over and had Ron Paul on yesterday, the banker Reform Act that's passed the House and the Senate, but they have a different version. So it's they say it's going to pass in the next 2 weeks. It's in conference right now for those that just tuned in. And even the Washington Post admits, but said it was a good thing, that, oh, the Federal Reserve will be given near complete power and autonomy to take over any financial institutions they want. There's smaller competition, state banks, local banks. And this, there is $600 trillion in derivatives, and this will fix it. I thought the TARP did a year and a half ago. And, I mean, it's incredible. So the group that's engineered this, let's give them even more power. So it's not just, you know, we've got to beat them now. If we don't expose them now and give real solutions, they're going to use the crisis they created for even more power.
Yeah, it's ruled by banks. I mean, this isn't going to fix the crisis. For example, June 25th Newsweek article by Michael Hirsch put it this way. The bill, quote, effectively anoints the existing banking elite. The bill makes it likely that they will be the future giants of banking as well for all time. For example, do you know who the biggest investor in BP is?
Oh, yes, Goldman Sachs.
Oh, J.P. Morgan.
Oh, they were the biggest, but they dumped some of their stock right before. I forgot.
Right. Well, you know, and everybody's jumping on Goldman Sachs. I mean, they should get a lot of blame. But J.P. Morgan in the derivatives mess is like 50 times bigger than Goldman Sachs, dwarfing Goldman Sachs. J.P. Morgan is the center of this whole black hole. And also, I want to say something else. I just came back from a trip to Sweden, Germany, and Iceland, and I do want to talk about Iceland. Yeah, I know you had Birgitta on a couple days ago, but you're big, and there are people in Sweden and Iceland right now listening to this program right now. Your name is well-known over there.
Well, worldwide, people are waking up thanks to your work. You certainly helped educate me. How many years ago did the Money Masters come out?
It was 14 to 15 years now.
Yeah. I want to digress. I didn't know that it was this show that that inspired you to go down the Yellow Brick Road with The Secret of Oz. What was said on the show? I mean, I've been aware of that forever, but I didn't...
I just happened to mention that there was some type of symbolism related to the Wizard of Oz, and I'd never heard that before. I couldn't believe how somehow I had missed this, and so I jumped on the web and immediately saw that this was had been the talk in economics academia for about 20 years, and so I said, oh, yeah, this is the perfect vehicle, because to me, the Money Masters, well, I've always been looking for a way to refilm it, because we did it so long ago. It was even before digital. I mean, it was filmed in high 8, for example, and it's just getting, you know, a little worn out looking, if you ask me. And also, it's too long, and I couldn't figure out, you know, how can we do this in a shorter format so it's a more effective political tool? And that's, I think, what we've done here. We filmed The Secret of Oz in HD.
Well, I mean, The Money Masters is an authoritative classic, and it's deep in history and the whole system. I mean, I can't believe you're kind of knocking your masterpiece there.
I think this is a more effective political tool. I mean, it takes somebody pretty dedicated to sit down for 3 hours and 23 minutes, you know. Now, this you can sit down and spend 100 minutes and get the same story.
Well, it does. I mean, it does look crisper because it's shot in high def. But, I mean, I just got to commend all of it because I know how instrumental. But I am the type of guy that will sit down and watch C-SPAN for 3 hours, so I guess I get your point. But you travel all over the world for this. Let's talk about some more of what the film covers.
I want to say something first of all about I want people to be hopeful here, and you know, I think the good part that's going on right now is these guys always get way over arrogant with their power. I think Obama, the whole Obama thing, they've totally overplayed their hand. They're trying to bite off way too much. The American people is way hip to this whole thing, and they're going to crush them. The bad news is, although we might win, we might push out a lot of the bad guys.
The bankers have wrecked the hell out of us.
We might push a lot of them out of the next election. That's still not going to fix it unless we fix the monetary system. Unless we fix the debt problem, we're never going to fix this under the current scheme of things. We have to go at the debt money system and the ability of the banks to create 98% of our money.
And you went to Iceland to show how the same groups are robbing them. Same groups in Greece. Look at Greece, they're telling him you've got to give up your pensions, everything, Germany, Spain, Portugal, and the people don't owe this money. And then on top of it, if you look at the case of Greece, 600-plus islands, their roads, their infrastructure, having to give it to the very private banks that set them up, they should be arresting.
We'll never beat them in those two countries. There's only two countries where we have a shot, and that's the United States and Iceland. I've been in Iceland. The reason we have a shot there is because the people are mad. Iceland is the home of the Vikings. They're very proud of their country, and they are mad right now. You know what I found out once I got in country? That not only were their interest rates indexed to inflation, but their principal on their mortgages is indexed to inflation. And so after they killed the hell out of the Icelandic krona, it doubled and tripled these people's house payments. They're getting foreclosed on, kicked out of their houses.
Yeah, the bankers wrote it just to rob everybody. Describe what you saw on the ground in Iceland.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So there's now a movement that has sprung up, which goes out and surrounds a person's house that's about to be foreclosed on, and they've been very successful. They just an absurdist party just took control of the capital city of Reykjavik, called the Best Party, and we formed a Monetary Reform Working Group when we were over in Iceland, or helped to form it, and we're presenting an idea called the Best Bank, based on the Bank of North Dakota, to them next week. We have an excellent chance. I spoke to three members of Parliament when I was there. We have an excellent chance of bringing about a right money system in Iceland, because these people are so mad and so fiercely independent. And I urge you, Alex, and everybody in the sound of my voice, to support Icelandic products at this point, just to help them to be sure that Americans are going to support them in this effort. And the way you can do that is you can go to the Nordic Store, nordicstore.com. Whole Foods also carries a lot of Icelandic products. buy Icelandic,
Yeah, because they are literally the Alamo in the fight against the bankers. They are the front line, and they are standing up against this evil when every other country is falling.
Yeah, that's right, and they're one of the smallest economies, and so it's going to be a battle royal. But they're willing to fight it, and America has to support them. And the way we can really support them is to buy their products.
Well, as you said, time is running out for the bankers, but they have already ruined our economy so badly. Briefly describe, because I know you have this at the end of the Money Masters and the similar plan in this one, a very well-researched program to extricate ourselves from this fraudulent money system and get back on a constitutional system that built this nation. Until the bankers took over in 1913, we had almost zero inflation, sometimes deflation, with our currencies. Our savings were strong, and on average a 10.1% yearly growth rate in the economy. We don't have that anymore. So we built our nation without the income tax that came the same year as the Federal Reserve. You know, that's part of the Communist Manifesto these bankers created. That's right. The bankers created communism to sucker everybody back into slavery. Communism is serfdom. Globalism is treason. I mean, let's go over your plan, to rectify things.
Basically, you have to eliminate the ability. Number one, job one is to eliminate the ability of governments to borrow. It should be national debt should be absolutely illegal. And there's a couple of approaches that we can use to do that. You can create debt-free money, issue it from Congress, issue it into the economy as the new money comes in, and we pay off the national debt with the new money. We gradually raise bank reserve requirements, so at the end we have no national debt, and we have banks only able to loan out money they actually have. That way banks no longer can create money, only the government creates money. We don't want to eliminate commercial banks, just as they've done with the Bank of North Dakota. The State Bank of North Dakota works in cooperation with the local banking community. The local banking community loves them. The State Bank of North Dakota kind of serves as a mini Federal Reserve, completely outside of the federal system. This model can be used in every state in the union and can go a long way towards eliminating every state deficit in this country. I urge everybody to go on the State Bank of North Dakota website. And probably in every state in this nation right now, there are people in your state attempting to bring about at the in the state legislature the State Bank of North Dakota concept. Find them. If you can't find them, start your own group. That's the thing that
But let's look at the other side of this. Because of industrialization, because of technology, we could all be living like literal kings. And when you read what Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, the U.N., Club of Rome, they all finance it. They say, we want carbon tax to shut down the industrialized society. They know that humanity tends to be wealthy now, and then that makes us not dependent on them and the government, the banks control. And so they actively admit they've created a black hole monetary system that makes us poor, and they've made this type of austerity a beautiful thing, but not for them, for us. So they've dolled up their neo-serfdom and feudalism as something beautiful and good. So if we don't stop them, their goal is to make us debt slaves. I mean, these are premeditated, wicked people. Can you speak to your research along that line?
Oh, their goal is to return us to a state of serfdom. I mean, and that is the key fight through all the history of humanity is whether or not humanity will be able to escape serfdom. And that's why government is such a precious gift, because it is the only thing that stands between us and serfdom. They want to eliminate that. That's why they love to corrupt government and make government look bad. And that's why Congress has such low ratings. You know,
And they say privatize it, but that's another form of corporate governance. See, we only see enemies as nations like Russia or China, but really it's a corporate takeover. That's the treason. I am for small government, but I'm for our republic that then guards us because we are the government and guards our freedom.
centralization of power at every level is a bad thing. Decentralization of power at every level is almost always a great thing. And that's what the whole concept of state governments in the U.S. federal system, that the states remain sovereign, that the states have plenty of power. And, of course, that's what Obama is directly attacking. We have to decentralize power. We have to get the U.S. out of the U.N. for the most part, get it out of all these international banking agreements, et cetera, et cetera. Decentralization is a good thing.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I think people are beginning to discover that, because I've seen the banks push a kind of fake libertarianism of, oh, see, government's bad, let us privatize it. But that's not privatization, to take roads we built with our money and then give it to bankers to put toll roads on it. That's not free market.
Well, you know, another thing we could do in the interim period, this Tobin tax is really a great thing. That hits at the heart of the high frequency trading. If you just put a 1% tax on all of these high frequency trades, you know, it could raise approximately between $5 and $7 trillion for the U.S. economy. We only collect a little over $1 trillion in income tax. We could wipe out all of our taxation if we.
But again, the income tax goes to interest of the bankers. Look, this is the tax rates just on the income tax in 6 months that go up. 10% bracket goes up to 15. That's poor people, folks. 25% bracket goes to 28. 28 goes to 31. 33 to 36. 35 to 39.6, basically 40. And they've gotten rid of most of the exemptions, and they're raising all these other taxes. I mean, and almost all of this is going to the bankers.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right in that we stand at such a critical juncture right now. They're trying to seal their deal to make it impossible for us to escape, but they've way overplayed their hand. And now we've learned the secret of prosperity, and that is just eliminate their ability to collect interest from us on our very money. We don't have to rent our money into existence.
Stay there. Stay there. Final segment straight ahead. The film is...
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
A lot of key news up at GCNLive.com. Scientists admit chemtrails are creating artificial clouds. Mainstream news. Dollar plunges after UN call to ditch greenback. That's up at GCNLive.com. We've got our Ron Paul interview from yesterday posted up at GCNLive.com. And an amazing article, Popular Music is the Babylon System. Another mainstream London Guardian article that Watson wrote about it, where they admit that world government and Illuminati's being promoted all over the media by Lady Gaga, everything. That's all at GCNLive.com. And, of course, backed up at InfoWars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., and, of course, on Monday. But this 4th of July, you know, I meant to get into the Declaration of Independence, and I'll probably get into it Sunday. But everybody should read this, because this is what the 4th of July is all about. And they understood the type of tyranny they were facing. And quite frankly, it's nothing compared to what we're facing. This is more scientific, dehumanizing. The globalists admit they're transhumanists who want us to be feudal slaves. They admit they're not going to give us any quarter. They admit they want to bankrupt us. I mean, they constantly brag about it. But if we just put out the alternative to their tyranny, they will fall. And that's why Bill Still's new film, The Secret of Oz, is so important. Again, it's available at InfoWars.com. We got 4 minutes left, sir, going out. You've got the floor. Closing comments about your new amazing film.
All right. Well, I would just boil this down to three quick sound bites as far as what to do, what to take it from here. On the international level, support Iceland. Iceland is our best shot to get a toehold for a correct money system in the world system. Once we get it in Iceland, then I was in Sweden. I could have pointed to Iceland from Sweden, and Sweden would have paid more attention. The way you do that is you go to IcelandNaturally.com, NordicStore.com, or Whole Foods sells a lot of Icelandic stuff. On the state level, support the state bank concept based on the Bank of North Dakota. It's a way for states to regain sovereignty. You're going to see next year's legislative session at least 6, if not 10 or 12 states. The state bank issue will come up. What that means is that states no longer have to borrow. They no longer have to float bond issues. They're totally saved all the interest payments, and put it, their money is put more in their control. On the national level, it all boils down to just one phrase. One phrase fixes everything on the national level, and that's no more national debt. If you eliminated the ability of the government to borrow, they would have to face the political consequences of spending immediately because they'd have to raise taxes. So that would solve everything else. We'd have to eliminate the entire national debt, and that's my solution in three quick steps.
Well, I'll say it again. It's us or them. There's no more time to screw around. The world government's out in the open. They're telling you the solution is the same banks that ripped you off will now have a world government. You'll pay carbon taxes to them, and the dollar will be under its controlled, unelected bankers. They've already got our banking system here. Now they want to bring it openly to the offshore corporations. And it's the magnitude of this. I know a lot of people didn't want to believe it. The media would demonize you a decade ago if you talked about the Federal Reserve being private. And as Ron Paul and others have said, the globalists are now very upset because even though they were able to kill his audit the Fed bill, it got massive co-sponsorship, and people are now at universities and everywhere talking about the corporate illegitimate takeover of America. And now the elite is being recognized as the enemy. The puppet presidents, people are realizing, are just that, puppets.
I can say one more thing, and that's eliminating the Fed will not fix the problem. National debt is the solution.
No, I agree with you. But, I mean, we've got to certainly get rid of the Fed so we can turn the monetary control back over to Congress.
Right.
We'll have you back on, Bill Still, soon to talk more about the film and play some clips of it. Secret of Oz, available at InfoWars.com. Great talking to you. Have a great 4th of July, Bill. Great job to the crew. Great job to the listeners, the affiliates, the sponsors, all of you. Retransmission starts now on the audio streams, InfoWars.com. Back Sunday 4 p.m.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.